Familiar story of the birth of our Lord. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to their own town to be registered. And Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth, which is in Galilee, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and the lineage of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them at the inn. In that region, there were shepherds in the fields keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy for all the people. For to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace for all for whom God favors." When the angels had left and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that the Lord has made known to us." And so they went with haste, and they found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that had been told them. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Pray with me. O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. You who are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I was thinking about joy because joy is what the angel said was the big, I bring you good news of a great joy. We light the candles for Advent of hope and peace and love. And you know, the pink one is joy. Someone was asking me, why the pink one? It was Adam. Why the pink one? And I'm the minister, so I'm supposed to have a really good answer for that. So I'm going to make one up right now, Adam. I think it's because it's the good news is of joy. That's the main thing. It's a joy that comes to all the people. So joy is like, wow. And joy just, you can't choose joy. Joy just happens to you. Joy just comes over you. I remember the first time I heard the song the choir sang to start the service today, "Going to Bethlehem, going to Bethlehem to see that baby." I thought, wow, that is joy. That is a joyful song. That gets you moving somewhere, even if it's just on the inside. If you're one of those people like me, one of God's frozen chosen who usually just sits there, that song just sort of gets you moving. It gets you moving, even if you can't help it. That's joy. And you think about it, the shepherds had that experience with the angels. That had to be, it started with fear. I think it moved to joy. But then you think, they had to decide what they were going to do, and they decided, we're going to go. And that's what that song is. Let's go. Let's go to Bethlehem. Let's go see. Let's go see what the angels said. Let's try it out. And they did. And they found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Of course, so much of Christmas is about the joy that comes from a baby. And we all have joy stories. I guess I'd encourage you all to think about some of your joy stories, moments when you have been overcome by joy. I remember Christmas of 1984, which was, how shall I put it, our first pregnant Christmas. And I remember in the candlelight on Christmas Eve looking over at my wife, who was just this wonderfully round shape. And I thought, wow, it's Christmas Eve, and we're expecting a baby. Joy. It was joy. It doesn't have to be your own kid. It doesn't have to be your own child at all. I remember the Christmas pageant just last year. Where is she? Where did Annabelle go? She's out there. Hi, Annabelle. Annabelle was a little baby then. And at the end of the Christmas pageant, this is part of my job. Perfect, Annabelle. At the end of the pageant, I come up and hold a little child and get to say something to try to put in some kind of words, what's beyond words, which is the joy of Christmas. And how better to do that? It's not what I say. It's holding a little precious child. And last year it was Annabelle. And this year it was Damien. And next year, who knows who that child will be? It doesn't have to be your child to bring joy. And it doesn't even have to be a child at all. I remember just a few Christmases ago when the family was gathered. Our kids had come home. All three of our kids had come home from California for Christmas. And we're about to have this really nice evening. I'm thinking it's a nice family evening. And Chris, our oldest kid, says, I'm going out. I have plans tonight. This does not go over well. This does not go over well at all. And he just leaves, to make it worse. No discussion. He's gone. And he's out the door. And I'm getting a little bit grumpy, to be honest. It's Christmas. Okay, I have 2 out of 3 kids home. But, you know, I paid the airfare. I'm supposed to have all 3 of my kids here at this moment. So we're going out. I'm doing the best that I can, which is probably wasn't all that good, if you'll ask the rest of my family. Anyway, then all of a sudden the door opens, and there's Chris. He's back again, and he's laughing. And why is he laughing? Because he's just been to the airport to pick up my mother, who has flown in by surprise to surprise us. Fortunately, I hadn't said all the things I was thinking earlier in the evening. Now, the ostensible reason was the Rose Bowl that year was Illinois versus USC, and that's a civil war in our family. So that was the ostensible. But really the reason was, well, let's just surprise everybody else. And Chris was the only one who knew that Grandma was coming to celebrate. That was joy. That was a moment of great and wonderful joy. It doesn't have to be family, even, you know, the first snowfall. You know, we're into what, about the 8th snowfall by now? I confess that when I look at the snow, I just sort of go, oh. But, you know, the first snowfall, the second one, when all of a sudden the world is white again and beautiful, for me, that's a joy moment. I think about pads last night, you know, and I saw Chuck putting the padding on to be Santa Claus for the children who unfortunately spent their night in a homeless shelter. And yet, how appropriate is that, that a church opens its doors to people who don't have even a stable to go to? But I also think, and I'm quite sure, I didn't get to witness it, but I'm quite sure the joy of those children was the joy of any child when they receive a gift from Santa. So those moments are joy. I think about the phone call that you get right when you need it, or the email that comes from a long, long forgotten friend. All those things that suddenly come over you, and it's joy. It's joy. Joy just happens. So I don't usually even look at emails people send to me, you know, those YouTube things and say, look at this. I usually, psh, off they go. But this one, for some reason, I clicked it. I don't even know which one of you sent it to me, but thank you. And I think even if you've seen this before, this just happened just less earlier this month in Washington, D.C. But let's just watch a little bit of joy.
This is the National Aerospace Institute, Washington.
Wow, don't you wish you'd been there? I mean, the YouTube is almost as good, but pretty awesome. I can't decide whether I want to be in a flash mob or be surprised by one like that someday, but it was a joyful moment just to watch that on the YouTube. So I encourage you all to think about what are those moments when you are surprised by joy. Because I think each and every one is a clue, a glimpse of that joy that the angels sang to the shepherds, the joy the shepherds found when they came and worshiped at the manger. Let us pray. Gracious God, we thank you for joy. The joy that is your gift, the joy that comes from beyond ourselves. So, Lord, when it happens, when joy happens, help us not to miss it. For Christ's sake, for the world's sake, and for our own sakes, we ask it. Amen. And let's worship God now with our gifts and with song.